144,000, or a great multitude? Question number 54. How can the great multitude Revelation 7:9 possibly be the complement of the 144,000 in making up the living saints? Answer. Notwithstanding the fact that in the closing work for the Seventh-day Adventist denomination, only 144,000 are to be sealed, according to Testimonies, Volume 3, page 266, yet at the start of the year 1944, the denomination already numbered its members well beyond the half-million mark, whereas the patches of territory which it has under gospel cultivation, in comparison to the vast fields of humanity which it has not even touched, amounts to but a very small corner. So, relatively speaking, there are millions upon millions who have never heard even so much as the name Adventists. Should the denomination's present rate of growth continue until the Advent message has been preached in all the world, its membership would be of multiplied proportions when Christ comes. Indeed, since there is not the slightest probability of decline in the present growth rate, but every probability of increase, as the laity are told from the pulpit from Sabbath to Sabbath, it is certain that should the denomination, at its present rate of growth, continue unto the second coming of Christ, it would by the number millions. And were there only 144,000 to be translated, then the millions of Seventh-day Adventists alive at the close of probation would, tragedy to tell, have to perish either in the seven last plagues or at the brightness of His coming. And if the closing work for the church means that out of these millions of members only 144,000 saints are indeed to be translated, then what slim chance any particular member stands of ever being saved? And furthermore, in that event, with such overwhelming odds against their being saved, what justification could there possibly be in continuing to bring in more and more converts, to swell the church membership? Such were nothing less than a great treachery wrapping them for perdition in it and sealed hope of salvation. As it is contrary to God's desire and effort, Testimonies, Volume 6, page 371, to bring into the church those who are not saved heirs, then the dominant teaching, that there are to be only 144,000 living saints when Christ comes to gather all His own, is nothing short of an admission that the denomination's rapid increase of membership is the work of the enemy. In the Signs of the Times, May 3, 1927, there appeared an article entitled, The 144,000, Their Triumph and Reward. In this article, which was written 3 years before The Shepherd's Rod, Volume 1, was published, the denomination taught that the 144,000, the first fruits of the living saints, are to be sealed first, and are in turn to bring in the second fruits, the great multitude Revelation 7:9 of living saints. In shifting from this position, in an attempt to refute the message of the hour, the shepherd's rod, they have automatically pitched themselves on the horns of a dilemma, on one hand giving the light to their 1927 teaching, and on the other hand giving a false hope of salvation to the members of the church. Hence the question should not be as to how the great multitude can possibly be the complement of the 144,000, but rather as to how they can possibly not be.